Hello and welcome to the audio ministry of Pure Heart Christian Center. We are located at 12236 Southwest 128th Street near the Tamiami Airport in the Kendall area. I want to invite you now to join our lead pastor, Dennis Penton, as he dynamically shares another life-transforming message from God's Word.
And I'm real glad to have Marlon with us and his wife, who is with child. Praise the Lord. And we're excited. I know some of you guys probably remember them from, they were with us for many years. He was with us and moved up to Broward. And he's got some words to share with us. How cool is that? So he's got a little bit of a faith story, and I think it'll be real encouraging for you. So I'm going to ask him to come forward and just share with us something that I believe the Lord has done in both of their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, my brother.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This story is, I'm kind of going to go back and forth a little bit, so just bear with me. I remember standing here in 2013 giving a testimony similar to this. I was trying to be a flight instructor. It's something that I've been working on for the last, 18 years now. My parents probably have a better memory than I do with that. And God did something very, very special. I had pretty much exhausted all the funds that I needed to be a pilot and to be a flight instructor, I should say. And I needed a certain amount of money to carry me the last couple of months forward. And I didn't know where the money was going to come from. And I remember pastor doing a sermon saying, "You'll find, don't worry about it, God will provide, and the money will come in a direction that you'll never expect." Uh-huh. And true to your words, that's exactly what happened. I was at the end of my leash, and I just didn't know where to turn. And all of a sudden, the money came from somewhere I really wasn't expecting, and it was almost down to the cent. What I needed.
Wow.
So, but then, I was a flight instructor. I was in flight instructing for a couple of years, and the need was to do that full time because that would accelerate to what I really wanted to be, was to be an airline pilot. But for whatever reason, maybe I wasn't trusting enough, maybe I was a little bit afraid, because my thing was, well, flight instructors don't get paid very well. And I had a full-time job already at UM. And my main thing was, if I give up that job, I won't have a steady paycheck coming. And that was my biggest fear, is not having enough to live on. Around about that time, I was moving up to Broward as well. And, you know, that was even more of a fear. It's like, well, I don't want to give up my job because I don't know if this is going to work. And it wasn't until maybe I met my wife, 2015? I can't remember. 14, 15? Okay. And, you know, I was talking to her about it, and she said, "Look, if this is what you want to do, this is what you have to do to get there. It means you're going to have to give up the security of a job, the security of a steady paycheck, and just do it." I consulted with my parents, and they said, "Look, one Jamaican saying we have is, if you want good, your nose have to run." I don't know how to translate that in English. Basically, what it means is, if you want to get to where you want to go, you're going to have to suffer for a little bit. And my dad was very instrumental in embedding that in my head from when I was about 5 years old. And I prayed to God, and I said, "Look, if I have to get here, this is what I have to do. I need you to sustain me." And sure enough, I was brought to a flight school in Pompano Beach. The owners are Christian, in fact. And they said, "Look, we don't normally hire low-time flight instructors, but we're going to do this for you." And sure enough, left my job at UM, flew there full-time. And for the 4 or 5 months I was there, God provided. God provided. And He led me to apply to one of the largest regional airlines in the United States. And I said, that's where I want to go. That's where I want to go. So I left in late July of this year. I was between Indianapolis and St. Louis doing training. Hadn't seen home. I became an expert at using the microwave because I couldn't cook myself. So they didn't give me the tools to cook. So, and towards the end, this is probably late September going into October. We're at the last stage of training, and I was not progressing as much as I thought I would. I thought to myself, well, I love flying. Why isn't this coming to me? You know, you have to understand, this is like moving from a Nissan Versa to like a Mack truck. It's the jump is that high, and you have to understand what the aircraft is doing. Because, you know, I'm moving from a little turboprop, from a little piston engine to a jet engine. Your mind has to be thinking ahead of the jet because it will do what you want it to do, but it will do exactly what you tell it to do, even if it was a mistake. So you have to stay ahead of it. And for whatever reason in training, it just wasn't coming to me. And it got to a part in probably the Friday before my check ride. And it didn't help that my instructor was not very, what's the word? He wasn't very encouraging. There's a progress sheet that he writes on to say, you know, my strengths, my weaknesses, what I need to work on. In the strengths box, there was just one line. And in the weaknesses, there's like a long paragraph or two. So when you read it, you're like, well, you know, what did I do? You know, what did I do right? What can I work on? So I was just at the end of my rope. I remember sitting in front of the flight school, just basically crying my eyes out, and it's like, this isn't going to work. And I call my mom. Of course, who doesn't call their mother when they're crying? Mama Bear. I remember calling my mother and said, look, Mom, I don't know what to do. I've done everything I could possibly think of doing, and it's just not there. And she said, look, did you pray? I'm like, yeah, I've been praying, but it's just, she said, look, as long as you know you did your best and you prayed, everything will work out. We're praying for you. We have your back. We know you can do it. We know this is what you have to do. You can do it. And around about that time, I was doing a Bible plan on confidence, being God confident. And two verses stuck out while I was doing that plan. And funny enough, there are two verses that have been embedded in me yet again since I was 5 years old. And my dad keeps telling me, drilling into me, really, these two verses. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So I prayed that night, and I said, God, you wouldn't have brought me this far only to fail. You wouldn't have brought me this close to achieving the end goal of using the talent that you've given me to not make it this far. Thank God that for my wife, because she's been like one of my number one cheerleaders. Just go get them. And it helped that my sim partner was like a level 10 genius. Things just came to him. And part of the problem was I was trying to match what he was doing. And in doing so, I was putting pressure on myself, unnecessary pressure. So the instructor, my next instructor said, you know what? We're going to separate you guys because I see exactly what's happening. So I said, God, thank you for this instructor. So now I had the similar thought to myself. And now I had time to just focus on what I had to do and just build on the little victories, the little steps I was progressing in. And then came the night before my check ride, the last simulator session. And my instructor was, look, I'm about 60-40 signing you off right now, but it all depends on how you feel. And I remember the last three simulator sessions, I was getting progressively more confident, more comfortable. And I said, you know what? Let's just do it. So he signed me off and said, okay, let me know how it goes the next morning. So that night, I sat and I said, I opened my Bible. And I said, God, this is it. You've brought me this far. You've allowed me to be more confident, more comfortable. I am just going to let everything go. and just let you handle this. This is all you know. I thank you for bringing me this far, and now it's all you. My showtime, or my time to be at the sim school, was about 4 a.m. This is after getting back to the hotel at about 10 p.m., so I didn't really have time to sleep. Got to the flight school about 4:30 in the morning, met with the examiner, and he said, look, above all else, even if you think you're doing something wrong, just fly the plane. Just fly the plane. And I said, okay. So went into the simulator, sat down, and probably within 5 seconds, I just said a little prayer. I'm like, God, this is all you. Just guide me through this. And the check ride was supposed to last about 2 hours. It lasted about an hour and 35, maybe 40 minutes. And after I landed, parked at the gate, I knew at that point that if he's going to fail me, he's going to have to nitpick about it. And he came up to me, like his seat is like behind my seat here. And he pulls his seat up and he said, on that last landing, that last approach you did, why didn't you land? You're supposed to land. Why didn't you land? I said, because I didn't see the runway. Yeah, but the approach was perfect. I'm like, well, I'm the one flying the plane. If I don't see the runway, I'm just going to take off and go around. I'm not going to force a landing. He said, you know what? That's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody who's safe, has good decision making, and is above all else not in a rush to do things. He said, congratulations, you just passed. I was, oh. So we're doing the debrief now. And he said, I just have something else to add. I'm like, what? He said, that was the most trouble-free check ride I've ever done in my 10 years of doing this. I never once questioned what you were doing. I never once had to think about, he didn't do this quite right. It wasn't perfect by any means, but never once did I have a second thought of saying this person isn't safe or this person can't fly. And he said, you know what? You're going to be a good pilot. And I got back. First person I called, my wife, obviously. She was jumping up and down, belly and all. And then I called my mom, and she's like, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I got back to my hotel that day, and I just sat on my bed. And I sat there for a good 20 minutes, just saying, thank you, Lord. 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 So my testimony really is about perseverance, because I've been doing this for the last 18 years now, and I finally made it. And I'm sorry that there aren't many of the young kids here. This is really for them, is perseverance. If you can be anything you want in the world, anything you want to be, right? It takes perseverance. But what did Proverbs 3 verse 5 said? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. I was trying to just trust in what I knew at the time and not trust God fully. But reading that Bible plan about being confident means also trusting in God when you think everything is out to get you or when you think you're not going to make it. God will take you when you're at your lowest point. Because I was at my lowest point that day, thinking, I can't do this. But every single time I got in that simulator after that day, I got more confident. I got more comfortable. Because what was I doing? I was trusting God. Trusting God. And trusting Him to just take me through this. And He did. That very first, I just came back last night from my very first trip. I went to Pittsburgh, Bangor, Maine, Bangor, Connecticut, I went to D.C., went to Atlanta, and I came back here last night. And the more I did it, the more I realized this is where I'm supposed to be. I've never seen the Northern Lights before. I was flying in Maine one night, and seeing the Northern Lights in the night sky was like God saying, this is why you're here. And through you, you're going to be an example to everybody else.
Amen.
To every young person here. I tell my nephew JC, who's sitting up there, you can be anything in the world you want to be.
Amen.
But you have to trust God.
Yes.
Trust
Praise
God will carry you through.
That's awesome.
Trust God.
Amen. 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 That is a great testimony. Thank you so much, Marlon. So we got a new flight instructor in town. And not just a flight instructor, an airline pilot. Can we get like Pure Heart discounts? Puerto Rico. We need to get more into Puerto Rico. Can you make it happen?
All right.
Come on, Jesus. It's a God moment. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Marlon, for that. Yes, absolutely. Remember the many years he was instructing and having a vision for that. And God finally brought it to fruition. God is the one that makes dreams a reality. That's what it means to believe in miracles, right? You believe that he's able to do things that you can only see afar, that you haven't seen it, you haven't experienced it, but you can imagine it. And he imagined it, and he prayed about it, and he trusted the Lord for it. And sometimes it happens right away. More often than not, God makes you wait. Because in waiting, there's a great number of lessons that we need to learn as we wait. But you know what? The blessing is guaranteed. Praise the Lord. Thank you again. If you have your Bibles, let me ask you to turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. Whether you would be honest enough to admit it or not, most all of us are concerned with other people's opinions about us. It is what causes you to act a certain way. It's what causes you to achieve certain things. It's what causes you to dress the way you do. And even though I don't think that we are so connected to other people's opinions that it becomes a hindrance to us, I do think that other people's opinions do matter to us. And I think they should. Within reason. Because I think that we need to guard our reputation. I think that we need to be an example of Christ. And I think that that example of Christ does matter to people. So we want to make sure that we project a godly lifestyle and the values that I believe are biblical and that are Christ honoring. Now, this thing has been giving me trouble, I told you. So I don't know why it's acting up again, but... Am I going to have to grab that new microphone again? There it is. So, you see it, don't you? The devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. That thing just keeps gravitating. And I promise you, I spent like 15 minutes this morning trying to fix it. And it didn't give me any trouble. It gave me marginal trouble during, there we go. I get right there. Okay, good. Don't move. So I'm going to have to preach just like this and not even use any too many gestures that might pop it out again. But, you know, the idea of other people's opinions, it was something that Jesus thought about as well. In fact, he asked his disciples, if you have your Bible there in Matthew chapter 16, he asked his disciples, he came to the region in Caesarea Philippi, and he asked them, he goes, why or who do people say that the Son of Man is? In other words, what are people's opinion about me? What are people saying? What's the word on the street about who I am? And his disciples answered, well, they replied, some say that you're John the Baptist, kind of resurrected.
Thank you so much for having joined us today for this impacting message. I trust that God has touched your life through it and stirred in you a renewed passion for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord is faithful, and he wants to touch your life in a powerful way. He alone can meet your deepest needs and give your life meaning, no matter what situation you may be in right now. So be encouraged, friend. Trust Him and be assured that I will be praying for you. If you are in the Miami area and do not have a home church, why don't you come out and join us? We are near the Tamiami Airport in Kendall and located at 12236 Southwest 128th Street. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. in Spanish and 11 a.m. in English. God bless you. I look forward to meeting you soon.
Well, thank you for being with us. You've been listening to Pastor Dennis Penton and the audio ministry of Pure Heart Christian Center. It is our prayer that this message has been a challenge to your heart and your life. If you would like prayer, please call the church office at 305-969-7873. We would love to have the opportunity to connect with you in prayer. For more information about us, visit our website at www.pureheartchristian.org. And also, while you're on Facebook, make sure you visit us at the Pure Heart Christian Center page and click on Like Us. Until next time, may God's Spirit bless you mightily.